Don't let your guard down. That is the message from Democrats now. Still trying to figure out how to scare the hell out of you from COVID, even with the good news that a vaccine is out there. Yes, you're not allowed to lower your guard at all. We've got to figure this out, folks. We got to figure out how we can get ultimate power from you, which includes kicking many of you out of our states, forcing you to leave. That's what's happening in New York. You got a recall going on right now. They're getting the signatures, the million-plus signatures needed in California, because they're shutting down businesses. And you have businesses owners that are losing their minds and freaking out now because of a government coming in and destroying their livelihoods. You're about to have a total lockdown in New York City. People will never come back from this. And don't worry. You know the whole idea that if we just get a vaccine, we'll get to go back to normal life? No, no, no. The media is not letting you go back to your normal life because they need you to continue to become weaker and weaker where they can control every aspect of your life, where you're dependent on them, the government, for everything. It's not a conspiracy theory. It's what they're actually saying. You don't believe me? That's fine. Let me just play for you MSNBC. As the headline at the bottom of the screen on MSNBC, I'm going to read it to you. Breaking news. First COVID-19 vaccines being administered at Yale, New Haven Hospital in Connecticut. And they go live to that shot in Yale, at, you know, in New Haven, Connecticut, of these shots being given. Then they go all over the country to different cities where they're giving out the first shots. You would think this would be celebrated. It's not. You want to know why? Because they're not done with you yet. They're not done making you weak in the name of COVID so they can control your life. They're not done. MSNBC is telling you, and the goalpost has been moved, folks. The goalpost has been moved in a big way. The goalpost is totally moved. They told you before we get a vaccine, you can go back to normal life. Oh, thank goodness. But until then, we're going to have to come down on you. We're the government. We're going to come down on you hard. But now, even if you get the vaccine, you can't just stop wearing that mask. You can't just go back to life as normal, they're telling you. Because they're not done grabbing power from you. Take a listen to this report on MSNBC with Dr. Vin Gupta, not to be confused with Sanjay Gupta, who's telling you that even if you get the vaccine, you can't just go back to how you were living life. No, because we're telling you that you must still live in fear, stay at home, not go to work, not have your businesses open to other people. He said this within NBC's Chuck Todd, as we are celebrating the COVID vaccine being put out, and they're saying, nope, not going to give your life back.
Vaccination this week?
Tomorrow morning, and I'm grateful for it. Chuck, I just wanted to say, just a follow-up on what Yasmin mentioned. Just for your viewers out there, I know one of the individuals who we just saw getting vaccinated is planning on traveling after the second dose. This is a source of confusion. But no, this is one of the misperceptions here. Just because you get vaccinated with that second dose does not mean you should be participating in things like traveling in the middle of an out-of-control pandemic or that you're liberated from masks. Mm-hmm. Everything still applies until all of us get the two-dose regimen. We don't think that's going to happen until June, July. But and
I'm sorry, wait, what? What did you just say? Did you just tell me that you were telling me that now you're going to have me in total lockdown until maybe June, July? So you're telling me until there's herd immunity that my life is dependent, my business is now dependent on everybody getting on board. And we know there's going to be people that are not going to take the vaccine. They're not going to get on board. You're now telling me that until there's herd immunity, until everybody gets it, which you think could be in July, I still have to live in fear. I still can't open my business. I still must shut down and lay people off, and people are going to be unemployed. Is that what the doctor just said from UW Medicine in Seattle, Washington, who's telling you, you cannot, there's confusion here, they're now calling it. Well, when did this confusion start? Tell me this. When did this start, this confusion? Because the whole time I thought that if we got a vaccine and we took the vaccine, I could finally go back to living my life and you guys wouldn't be dictating to me how I must live my life in the government. No. Don't let your guard down just because you got vaccinated, the doctor says. And MSNBC is pushing this propaganda out.
You should be participating in things like traveling in the middle of an out-of-control pandemic or that you're liberated from masks.
Mm-hmm. You're not liberated from masks. That sounds communist to me, doesn't it? You are not liberated from a mask just because you got the vaccine after the second dose. You're not liberated where you can travel and go do work or see your family or put your guard down or gather in large groups because we have said that you're not allowed to do it. What?
Everything still applies until all of us get the two-dose regimen.
All of us. Hold on a second. Is all of us 90% or is that 100%? Is it 80% of us? Is that 70% of us? I mean, this doctor is now telling me that if I go out and get my two-dose vaccine until everybody else complies. Sorry, folks. Your businesses will continue to fail. Your life will continue to be in lockdown. We will continue to grab control. Isn't it interesting that this is about 6 months of just do whatever the hell you want for a Joe Biden team? Isn't that interesting? Isn't it amazing the amount of power we're giving this incoming administration to do whatever the hell they want to and to implement with these new elected officials in the Democratic Party to seize total control and power of your life while also bankrupting you? Just thought I'd throw that out there because this pandemic, you don't understand. Just because you get a vaccine, you can't have your life back. Not until you do what we tell you to do.
Everything still applies until all of us get the two-dose regimen. We don't think that's going to happen until June, July. But and again, this goes back to what we just talked about, Chuck. We don't know if just getting the vaccination prevents serious illness, or does it also prevent you from getting infection entirely, meaning you can still get infected with the virus potentially and pass it on to others. So really, really critical. Don't let your guard down just because you got vaccinated.
Well, that changes the goalpost quite a bit, doesn't it? I thought if I got the vaccine, Doc, that I could actually get back to my life. I thought that even if others didn't, I could get back. And what you just told me was, no, Ben Ferguson, you cannot open your business the way you had it before. We are not normal until everyone gets it. What if everyone doesn't get it? How long are you going to hold me hostage and my career hostage and my family hostage and the way that I survive hostage? In fact, this is exactly why you have business owners that have nothing to do with politics. And Diaz, grab the audio of that business owner in California losing his ever-loving mind. That business owner fighting back against the health department to shut him down. I have no idea if this guy's a Republican or Democrat. He doesn't mention it. You want to know why? Because at this point, it doesn't really matter. It doesn't matter if he's a Republican and or a Democrat, this business owner in California. It doesn't matter because he's now so desperate that he's just trying to survive. He's just trying to pay his rent. And again, when you see this mass exodus of people, right? When you see this mass exodus of people leaving New York City and Connecticut and New Jersey and California, don't think that's hurting the left. Those are people that would rise up against the left, and that's why they're leaving. They're rising up against the left. They're like, good, get out of here. We don't need you. Go away. We don't need you. Leave our state because only the weakest of the weak will be back, right? Only the weakest of the weak will still be there. Only the weakest of the weak will still survive. Only the weakest of the weak will be left in our states, and then we have total control over them because none of them will have any money to rise up against us. They won't have the businesses that they can congregate people at. They will be dependent on us. They love it. This is amazing for them. But first, if you want to help the people in Georgia with what's going on there with the Senate election, then you need to join AMAC, the number one conservative organization in the country, for free right now. I'm going to give you a free membership because it's important that we now stand with the people of Georgia and that we fight to make sure that they have a free and fair election. Whatever happens in Georgia is what's going to happen with the country. What's going to happen in Georgia is going to decide the fate of an unbelievable amount of legislation. If they're able to win in Georgia, it is over. The Democrats control the House, the Senate, and the White House. So if you are ready to get in on all this action and to fight back and to stand with other conservatives to protect the Senate, join the number one conservative organization in the country right now. It is called AMAC. For free. That's right, for free. Call them. Use my name, Ben, when you call them. Or you can go online to benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. www.benfreeonline.com. You can get your free membership to the number one conservative organization in the country, benfreeonline.com. That's benfreeonline.com. And join the number one conservative organization in the country. I want to go back to this business owner in California. Notice nothing that he says has anything to do with politics. Okay, I want to make that very, 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 very clear. He's not yelling about Trump. He's not yelling about Biden. He's not yelling about Harris. This is a man that, politics doesn't matter to him. This is a man who is desperate to feed his family, whose business has been decimated, destroyed, butchered by arbitrary government rules, and he's desperate to fight back. Take a listen to a man. He's not. This is nothing to do with politics. This is literally life and death for him. This is survival or failure for him. This is feed the family, pay the rent. Take a listen.
I follow the rules. I continue to follow the rules, and you guys still, time after time, are giving me citations, telling me I have to close my business. What about my employees?
You're not following the rules.
I am following the rules. My tables are inside. Just because the health department has a whole process to go through that takes however long that takes, I have to close my business for that time? Are you going to pay my rent?
You chose to make those decisions, right?
I chose to protest by putting my tables outside, and I reiterate again, I never served one single person outside. I did all takeout food and delivery to what exactly I was supposed to be doing. That's exactly what I did. I did not break any, and there's not even a law, I did not break any rule.
There is a law that you're breaking right now by operating without a permit.
Because you guys put this closure on my restaurant.
Right.
You guys yourselves are creating your own rule, and you're giving my citation for your own rule that's created. It's not by law that you cannot sit outside and eat. That's not law, that's an order that was given.
Okay.
So you cannot give me a closure citation based on that.
It's already been ordered. I'm not issuing a closure. I'm saying
you're not issuing a closure. You guys closed me. You're not asking to close me.
I'm not issuing the citation. The closure. The restaurant is already closed. The permit has been suspended. However, your refusal to close warrants a
because what am I going to do if I close? Are you going to pay my rent?
No. All we need.
Okay. So if you're not going to pay my rent, I'm not closing.
We need to reopen.
If you're not going to pay my
we could have reopened today. We could be open right now. We've missed those steps. The steps that you need to take to make sure that you can open your business. You could have reopened
how?
Already.
How?
The steps are listed in the report that was
which I did. I called the guy. The guy I spoke to on the phone was a supervisor. Because he made a mistake, that was on me. He made a mistake. I recorded on my phone what he said. Yes, he did. He told me if I put it in writing to him on an email that I will follow the rules and I will not put my tables for outside dining.
Now, let me just remind you what this guy did, right? For them to treat him like a criminal. He put his tables outside in protest during the lockdown. They cited him for that, even though he never served a single meal to anyone outside. It was a silent protest. That's what it was. He decided to protest by putting the tables outside, showing how absurd and arbitrary the rules were, that they were shutting down his business. Now, when he put his tables outside, he did not serve anyone outside. And then they came and they pulled his license. They didn't witness him serving anyone outside either. They shut him down, though, because that's what you do when you are a psychotic communist state like California. This is a man who is desperate. This is a man who did nothing wrong. As he put it, I protested. Why can't I protest? Why am I not allowed to protest? Well, you can, but we'll destroy your life. We'll make sure your business is shut down for even longer. We'll pull your license to operate, and then we'll drag our feet for week on end, which is what he's talking about here, saying, because you guys have some small little rule, you know, you can't get your act together. You're forcing me to continue to be shut down. That's not fair. And he's right to say that. It's not fair. He's saying that's not right. He's also right to say that's not right. You can't just make up rules as you go, is the other point that he made. He's absolutely right to say that. You shouldn't be able to make up rules as you go. Couldn't agree with him more. This is what desperation sounds like. Tucker Carlson talked about this on Fox News Channel, how the goalposts out of nowhere just got moved, right? Out of nowhere, the goalposts have been moved. You could do something before, now you can't do it even if you get the vaccine. I want to go back to that point. You're not allowed to live a normal life in this country anymore because we've decided that the weaker you get, the more control, the more power we have. And that's exactly what Tucker was saying. The goalposts have been moved now. You get a vaccine. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't actually live your life. Goes back to what I was playing you earlier from that doctor. Well, just because you get vaccinated doesn't mean you can just live your life. Doesn't mean you can travel. Doesn't mean that you can't wear a mask.
Well, you probably thought, because you're basically silly and not a licensed epidemiologist, that if you got the coronavirus vaccine, you could live like a normal human being again. But no, we've got some bad news for you, science denier. The people in charge are not going to give up the power they now have that easily. That was the message today very clearly from MSNBC's resident medical expert, Dr. Vin Gupta, who, by the way, is the exact same title as Dr. Jill Biden.
Just because you get vaccinated with that second dose does not mean you should be participating in things like traveling in the middle of an out-of-control pandemic or that you're liberated from masks. Mm-hmm. Everything still applies until all of us get the two-dose regimen. So really, really critical. Don't let your guard down just because you got vaccinated.
Uh-huh. So just because you take the rushed vaccination they're going to require you to take, don't think you're liberated from masks. You will never be liberated from masks, plebe. That's the whole point. Submit and obey indefinitely. Sounds dark, but over the summer, a guy called Dave Portnoy presciently predicted this very thing would happen.
What the f*** is going on? When did this become flatten the curve, flatten the curve, flatten the curve to we have to find a cure or everyone's going to die? Find a cure? Who says we're going to find a cure? People have been mentally preparing. We're doing what you ask. We've done exactly what you said. Now you're changing the rules.
Now you're changing the rules. And he's right. Remember when this whole mask thing started? 2 weeks, flatten the curve. 2 weeks. We're a year into this thing now, basically. And now they're telling us there's going to be another year. At least another year. Yeah, at least another year. Flatten the curve. Just flatten the curve. Shut up and flatten the curve. Okay. Now shut up and close your business. Okay. Now shut up and close your business again. Okay. Well, hold on. I want to protest what you guys are doing and the rules that you're making on me. Nope. Shut up. We'll take away your business license. Okay. We're going to shut down your businesses indefinitely. We're going to have total lockdowns in the biggest cities in America. New York City going into another total lockdown. Okay. Hold on a second. This is getting out of hand. Nope. Shut up. You must submit to us, the government, and if you don't submit, we'll then take your license, so then when you could reopen, you'll still be closed, which is what's happening to these people that just put their tables that they owned outside on their own property. And for that act of silent protest, we have now taken away your right to even operate your business. While the left is trying to destroy your business, they're trying to destroy your livelihood. Well, they're trying to shut down your life, just as this business owner clearly showed us in California, desperate to make a living. There's another part of this that people need to get, they need to understand. Do you notice that the majority of business owners in this country right now, they're not asking for a handout. They're not asking for government aid. All they're asking for is the ability to actually make a living. They're not asking for when's the next government stimulus check going to show up. These small business owners, they don't even want the government paycheck. They just want the government out of their life. They don't want the government stimulus. They want the government out of their life. All they want is an opportunity to actually grow and earn a living and take care of their families. That's all they want. They're just saying to the government, get the hell out of my way. I don't even want your government money. I don't want your government cheese. I don't want your government stimulus. I just want the opportunity to earn a living and pay for my family, to pay my bills. That's exactly why the left has changed the rules now. They don't want you to have the opportunity to pay for your bills and pay for your family. They want you dependent on them. That's how they gain power. Why do you think this doctor comes out and says things the way that he says things on MSNBC? Hold on a second. I know you think today's great news that we have a vaccine being administered across the nation today. But just so you know, you cannot go back to life at least for another 6-8 months until we get total control over you. Then we'll let you go back to the job you no longer have, the business you used to work at that's been shut down. And for you people that were the second tier, the evil white people that own businesses, well, we've been able to take those businesses from you. You're screwed. You have no money. And now you can't threaten our power. Meanwhile, what are the elected officials doing? Gavin Newsom's having fundraisers and private dinners. Hell, Governor Cuomo in New York's actually profiting off of COVID. Made millions of dollars off a book, from what we understand. Doing book tours, talking about how great he was while people died. He actually made money. Didn't donate the money. He took the money. He wrote a book about how he handled COVID-19 so well while he clearly was not handling COVID-19 well. Making all this cash. Making it rain in the Cuomo home. You can't bring that up, talk about it, ask about it, mention it. No. All that is off limits. Think about this business owner who put the tables outside of his restaurant to protest the shutdown of his business. And then they took his business license because he did that. Didn't even serve a single person at these tables. That's called protesting. Think about that, comparing it to what they did allow to happen all during this pandemic in California with the Black Lives Matter protests. No one was shut down for that. In fact, they encouraged it. Hell, half these elected officials were in the protests where people were gathering without masks in massive numbers. This is about controlling you. This is not about your safety. If it was, they would have not allowed the Black Lives Matter protests to happen, and they would have arrested the leaders of the Black Lives Matter protest. They would have arrested those leaders, and they would have arrested them because they were organizing something that they had banned. Meanwhile, actual business owners who are just trying to take care of their families, they have a silent protest, put a table outside of their restaurant to say that they are protesting that what's going on, and they take away their business license. Oh, and you little peons out there, if you actually thought life was about to get better, it's not. Just because you get a vaccine does not mean that you get to travel, that you get to not wear a mask. We're not done making you suffer. This is not about safety. This is about control. This is about total power over your life. You can protest what we allow you to protest. You can think what we allow you to think, as long as it goes with what we tell you is okay. Black Lives Matter is the perfect example. You can protest on Black Lives Matter. Hell, you can burn things down. You can burn down restaurants. You can burn down businesses, and we won't arrest you. We'll even start funds to get you out of jail and donate to those funds. That happened all over the country. But you cannot protest what we tell you can't protest. You cannot think outside of the box we tell you you can think in. And you cannot go back to your life if you get this vaccine until we move the bar and tell you that only after everyone gets it, which they know is going to be virtually impossible.
Vaccination this week?
Tomorrow morning, and I'm grateful for it. Chuck, I just wanted to say, just a follow-up on what Yasmin mentioned. Just for your viewers out there, I know one of the individuals who we just saw getting vaccinated is planning on traveling after the second dose. This is a source of confusion, but no, this is one of the misperceptions here. Just because you get vaccinated with that second dose does not mean you should be participating in things like traveling in the middle of an out of control pandemic or that you're liberated from masks. Mm-hmm. Everything's still.
I love the wording there. Liberated from masks. What, I mean, this is the United States of communism now. You're telling me as a doctor, no one elected you. No one gave you power. That you feel comfortable now using the words liberated. Liberated. That's what you feel comfortable saying. You're not liberated from wearing masks. Put them back on. I'm a doctor, and I'm in charge, and I'm telling you this, and I'm on TV. You notice there, by the way, Chuck Todd over there at the Communist Network of MSNBC, he just agrees. Why would you challenge any of this? Mm-hmm. You heard that, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's just fact. It's obvious.
Applies until all of us get the two-dose regimen. And we don't think that's going to happen until June, July. But, and again, this goes back to what we just talked about, Chuck. We don't know if just getting the vaccination prevents serious illness, or does it also prevent you from getting infection entirely, meaning you can still get infected with the virus potentially and pass it on to others. So really, really critical. Don't let your guard down just because you got vaccinated. You still might be able to get infected with the virus and pass on others. So please keep that in mind.
There it is, folks. That's what you need to know. Until everybody does what we tell them to do, we have power over you. You know, you look at New York City right now. You have an epic snowstorm going to shut down outdoor dining. Talked to a buddy of mine in New York City last night, and he was like, it's already shut down. No one's going to go outside and eat outside when it's freezing. No one is. Whether there's snow or not, it's cold. It's winter. It's December. It's literally the middle of December. No one's eating outside at these restaurants right now when it's 28 degrees. Whether there's snow or not, it's already shut down. They've already won. And they're about to go into total lockdown because they're just seeing what they can get away with. And it's not just getting away with this. I will say this because this is, if there's anything you take away from me today, this is the point I want you to understand. They don't mind that smart, intelligent, wealthy people are leaving New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, California. Those are all just people that they need to disappear. They need you to disappear. Okay, they really do. They need you to disappear because you're the person that could threaten their power. Your money could threaten to change an election. This is nothing but a political cleansing. The Cuomos of the world are actually going to gain more power because the other people are you know, you say in theory are smart enough to leave, but also that gives them the ultimate power. If you're only governing ignorant sheep, how much power do you then have for your communist ideals? New York City is never going to be the same again. And I say that at least for the next decade. There's too many people that have left. There's too many people that are going to leave. There's too many people that are never going to want to open a business. They're smart enough to say, I'm not doing business in places like this. And California is another example of that. I'm not dumb enough to do business with these people. And I'll leave it at that.